Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid, and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Dig that crazy cat!
Yeah!
Rockin' Rudolph! Brian Setzer Orchestra here with the title track from his new Christmas album, his third.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
You can
stop
tell
it.
His
shut story. Up.
And if you ever
just oh, shut up.
You would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
This is
they
cool.
Never let
it was cool until Doug started singing.
Don't win at any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? And how the reindeer loved him.
What?
Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer.
Add your fader down. What did you say?
I was having fun anyway. 25 past the hour. This is normally our Christmas Star of the Day position, but because, I mean, it was why.
Because we wanted to play Brian Setzer.
Decided that he wanted to have Brian Setzer and Sharon Jones with the Dap Kings and Steve Cropper. So next up, just another Christmas song. I would have a harder time singing along with this one, Richie.
I'd like to hear this actually at the attempt.
What, me doing this?
At this, yeah. Your version of this song.
As Richie's happy to tell you, I'm the whitest guy he knows.
Pretty much, yeah. It's got a funky little beat.
Yeah, that's funky. Sharon Jones diagnosed with pancreatic cancer a couple of years ago, underwent surgery and treatment. Now, this year, the cancer had returned. She worked with her band anyway to release a Christmas album, which she always wanted to do, called A Holiday Soul Party. So this is not for her. I'm going to guess just another Christmas song. Probably pretty important. All right, Richie's dying to get into Steve Cropper, so let's get out of here.
Love it. Thank you.
Christmas song from Steve Cropper called Let's Make Christmas Merry, Baby. New collection of bluesy Christmas
Let's
tunes.
Make Christmas merry, baby.
Memphis Soul.
Let me be your Santa Claus.
Yeah, yeah. Let me be your Santa
Who's
Claus.
Singing on this, Ken?
Let's make Christmas it's credited merry, to Steve baby. Cropper.
No.
He's singing?
Yeah.
Really? That's not Lightning Hopkins?
I just want to slide down.
That doesn't
your
sound like Steve Cropper to me.
And fill your stocking full of toys.
I don't think he's got
I've
that much soul.
I've never heard him sing on anything.
Has he got that much soul, really?
Yes.
Has he?
He's the Blues Brothers, man. He's Booker T and the MGs.
But singing, you got it in the guitar.
Yeah.
Singing. I'm taking Kenny's word for it, though. He knows when it comes to this stuff.
Well, here's another voice. This is a different voice.
Yeah, you can ride.
Very different.
My reindeer. You won't even have to bring your
Fine. I want to go back to Rockin' Robin. I mean, Rockin' Rudolph.
Two of my
Christmas.
Favorite guitar players in this segment. Thank you very
Brian
much.
Brian Setzer and Steve Cropper.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I just want to say.
You would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join any reindeer games.
Cut the mic.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
What? No, you took a shot of it.
Said you sound great. They said you sound great.
No, so bright. Won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer love him. With me. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
You go down in history. Good stuff. All right, so here we go. Richie, this was Richie's birthday present, in fact, Ken. From you, Brian Setzer.
Couldn't have got anything better. I
love
it.
Steve Cropper with Christmas tunes. Andrew, how are they doing on the Sounds of Christmas website that you produce, Kenny?
Brian Setzer and Sharon Jones are doing very well.
Are they? Okay, I got to get behind Steve Cropper then. 28 after on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to win friends and influence people? Well, it's as simple as the nose on your face. Here's the biological science of it.
Ooh, that smell.
Now, Grandma Buff, she had a saying. She said, no matter what you say or do, make sure you smell good. Don't laugh. It's a simple-sounding adage, but she was so very correct. And so it seems that the sense of smell dramatically and directly influences how others see you. It impacts your persuasive abilities, how much they like you, and it creates good moods. In other words, people like people who smell good. It indirectly causes mutual regard.
You smell me.
What's the cheap psychological trick? No matter what you say or do, make sure you smell good. It's the easiest way to make a great first impression. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Did you know that the more we run, the likelihood that our health will improve? Turns out that a scientist at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in California has finished the world's largest study on runners. He found that after 20 years of back-to-back research, that when it comes to exercise, literally more is always better. Again, more is always better with exercise. The more miles that people ran, the less likely they were to develop heart disease and have strokes or have other general health ailments. Basically, 30 minutes of exercise a day, 5 days a week, equals vastly improved health. So if you can run 50 miles a week, you can potentially have golden health. We often forget that we are, at the end of the day, mammals, and mammals need to move around to stay healthy. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.